Our colleague Akani Otani covers the stock market. And this year, the stock market is doing terribly.
So if I told you that I'm planning to retire tomorrow, what would be your first reaction?
Well, shoot. it's tough timing, right? Because you think about how badly markets have done this year. They're actually on course for their worst decline since the 2008 financial crisis.
Fortunately, I'm not retiring tomorrow. But for people who are...
It's been a really scary year. I mean, for a lot of these folks, a couple years ago, they were in a really good position. The markets had been going up for year after year after year. So therefore, their retirement savings were going up. And they were pretty confident that in a couple of years' time, they would be able to retire and they'd kind of be set.
Usually, when the stock market is down, there's a safe haven investors can turn to, the bond market. But this year, the bond market is down too, meaning retirees have almost no safe place to store their savings.
You're looking at a really scary situation where millions of aging Americans are potentially looking at a very difficult retirement.
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Ryan Knutson. It's Thursday, November 17th. Coming up on the show, the lose-lose situation for America's retirees.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
Susan Hodges is 66 years old. Her wife, Kirsten, has been retired for about a year. And up until recently, Susan thought she'd be retiring soon too. She's a freelance business writer in New Mexico.
I began putting money in an IRA when I was 28.
So what was that, like a couple of years ago?
So about 30 years, more than 30 years ago. Yeah.
And how did you imagine what your retirement life would be like?
I think at that point, I didn't really picture it. I just knew that it was the right thing to do. And I liked saving. I had already found out I enjoyed saving. So I had an opportunity. Some small amount of money came my way that was unexpected. And I said, I'm going to start my retirement fund now. And that's what I did.
Susan has been saving diligently. But because of what's been happening in the stock market, her retirement is looking more uncertain.
And I was expecting to retire at the end of this year, but plans have changed.
Like a lot of people around her age, Susan invested her money in a mix of stocks and bonds. For a long time, this has been considered a pretty sound investing strategy. Stocks can deliver high returns, but they can be really volatile. So a common way to mitigate that risk is to diversify your investments and put money in the stock market and the bond market. Here's our colleague Akani again.
In some ways, the bond market can be thought of as risk-free because if you buy a bond and then you hold on to it until it matures, basically when it expires, you're going to be paid back what you put in to buy the bond in the first place.
When you invest in bonds, it's kind of like making a loan. Both governments and companies raise money by selling bonds. Investors who buy them eventually get their money back, plus a little interest.
People tend to think of stocks and bonds as having an inverse relationship. Usually when the stock market is doing well, people are feeling a little bit more willing to take risks. They're feeling optimistic about the future of economic growth, and they might be more willing to buy things that are riskier, like stocks, like cryptocurrencies, things that are a little bit more up in the air in terms of their returns.
But when the economy is not looking so good, the safety of the bond market looks much more attractive.
So when things start getting a little bit hairy, and when people start thinking, okay, we're going to go into a recession, we're going to see unemployment go up, usually investors want to be going into government bonds.
Is it fair to think of stocks and bonds a little bit like a seesaw? That like when stocks are doing well, bonds are not quite so good. And when stocks are doing badly, bonds are doing well. So they kind of even each other out?
Yeah. For many, many years, that was exactly what the relationship was like.
For people within 5 to 10 years of retirement, financial advisors often say there's a sweet spot. Put 60% of your money in the stock market and 40% in the bond market, and you should be pretty safe. Throughout history, this 60-40 investment strategy has fared pretty well, even during major downturns like the 2008 financial crisis.
So bonds ended up doing really, really well, and that helped offset the fact that the stock market did terribly that year. So overall, the 60-40 portfolio did quite a bit better than the stock market by itself.
So it seems like the takeaway is that the 60-40 investment strategy is almost bulletproof.
Almost, yes. It's not necessarily a way to get rich every single year, but generally speaking, over the last 100 plus years, you're better off doing it than just being in stocks or just being in bonds.
When we were getting close to retirement last year sometime, we decided to let a management company manage our retirement savings. They said, we believe in the 60-40 ratio. So we went ahead and did that.
Susan says the strategy seemed okay at first.
I think it was right about last December, I believe. The market started changing. There was more down than up. And watching it, watching our mutual funds, they started to decline. And this became a pattern. And I got more and more nervous, more and more unhappy.
This year, the 60-40 strategy isn't working like it used to. Stocks have tanked. And the bond market?
This is actually probably the worst year for the bond market in generations. We're actually seeing bonds in a bear market, which is something that doesn't usually happen. It has not happened in decades for bonds because that's how usually relatively safe of an investment they are. But this year, we've actually seen global bonds go into their first bear market in decades.
The bond market is in bad shape right now because the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates really fast. It's doing that to keep inflation in check, which is also really high right now. But by raising interest rates so quickly, it means that newly issued government bonds are paying a higher interest rate than old ones. And as a result, existing government bonds have started to lose value.
What's been problematic about this year is that central banks have sort of been caught off guard in a way. And the pace at which they've had to play catch up has been really, really fast. You know, unlike prior years where we've seen the Fed sort of gradually raise interest rates from very low levels, this year we've seen the Fed execute its biggest rate hikes in decades. So that's been a sort of surprising dynamic and something that's really changed the game for the bond market this year.
So the seesaw, where normally when stocks are doing bad, bonds are doing good, that's breaking down right now.
Right. Nobody wants bonds that are yielding a lot less than bonds are currently offering today. And very few people seem to be excited to be in the stock market.
It's a very sad playground right now.
Not many people playing, no.
So what does this mean then for the 60-40 investment strategy?
It means that pretty much no matter how you tried to play the markets this year, you are down a lot. And that includes if you were in 60-40. So this year, the 60-40 portfolio is actually on course for its worst return since 1937. It is a very unusual and sort of painful loss given how reliable 60-40 was for so many years.
And older Americans, like Susan, are feeling that pain. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want when you retire? What if you outlive your savings? Empower knows these questions can be stressful, so they're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Tap the banner to learn more or visit empower.com.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
Ever since she started saving for retirement, Susan has kept a close eye on her money for both her and her wife, Kirsten. And this year, Susan started to see their savings shrink. That so-called sweet spot of investing 60% in the stock market and 40% in the bond market, it fell apart.
And I called my investment management company and said, I'm worried. I want to take part of our funds out, put them in a money market. They talked me out of it. They said, you know, you have a really good investment equation, 60-40, and when markets decline, then they always go back up. And if you're not in the market, you're going to miss that. So I said, okay.
But in April, after seeing her account fall and fall, she decided to pull her money out entirely.
I said, I'm going to take them out. I can't stand this anymore. And that lasted about 2 weeks. And then Kirsten said, me too. I'm taking mine out too.
How much money did you lose?
Oh, I'd rather not say, but I will tell you that it was 30%.
30% of your retirement savings?
Yes, sir.
How did that make you feel?
Probably not easy to describe in usable language here. I mean, I was so angry. And, you know, you kind of go through a lot of emotions and you think, okay, I'm going to make this up. I'm going to invest aggressively and I'm going to be able to make this up in 2 or 3 years. And then you calm down a little bit and you think that's probably not realistic and it might be dangerous.
Our colleague Akani says there are lots of retirees who found themselves in similar situations.
This is literally something they tried to prepare for decades. They were in the workforce for many, many years. They saved up money. They kept putting money into their retirement accounts. Some people really tried to make, you know, big lifestyle sacrifices in order to be a little bit more financially responsible. So they may have downsized the size of their homes or moved to cheaper cities. And they thought they were going to be pretty prepared based off of how well markets were doing up until this year.
So what do you think is going to happen?
It's a good question. I hope for the sake of all the retirees that we spoke to that the markets go up, but it's a very unclear picture. I mean, a lot of Wall Street analysts and investors are pretty divided about what's to come in the next year. There's some folks who think that just based off of how unusually badly the markets have done this year, that next year has to be a better year. But then you have another camp who says, actually, inflation has been a lot stickier than most people anticipated this year. And so who's to say that's not going to be the case for 2023 as well?
And are financial advisors starting to advise people to just put their money under their mattress?
Well, I think there are some folks who are actually saying this isn't a terrible time to also have more cash on hand, especially for the purposes of having some kind of emergency fund.
What do you think this will mean for the economy if suddenly all these retirees their savings is starting to just dwindle before their eyes.
Well, I think it's reasonable to assume that's going to be another drag on the economy. I mean, a huge part of the U.S. economy and what drives growth here is consumer spending. And certainly we're hearing from this really big group of Americans who comprise, you know, tens of millions of households, retirees, say that they're worried about their future and they're worried that their savings aren't going to be enough to sort of hold them over for the rest of their lives.
There's been so much uncertainty for people as the country has made this shift from these pension plans that were more of a sure thing to 401ks. But it seemed like at least there was something that you could kind of do to put yourself on stable footing. You could invest in the 60-40 strategy, and for the most part, things might work out. But now even that doesn't work?
Yeah, it's a really sad sort of story, because you think about actually the original creators of and backers of 401k plans. They envisioned this would be a way to allow Americans to save for retirement. It would sort of give them easy access to markets, which can seem really sort of opaque and inaccessible sometimes, and that it would really set them up sort of for life. And instead, what's happened is that it's really exposed a lot of people to the volatility on Wall Street, and also maybe made some people think that they're more prepared for retirement than they actually are.
Susan says she's been starting to put a little bit of her money back in the market. In the meantime, she and her wife have had to cut back on their spending.
We lived a very nice lifestyle. We traveled. We bought whatever we wanted. We hardly looked at price tags. And that all changed. We look at every price tag. We were at a bowling alley the other night, and I went over to the vending machine, and I saw that the Good and Plenty's were $1.75 for a little box, and I just backed away from the machine.
So when do you think you'll retire now?
I don't know. I would say that my hopes are that I just work one more year. But I can't say for sure, so I'm just not certain.
How does it make you feel that you have to work for maybe one more year, maybe more?
I think I feel, or I have felt perhaps, some peer pressure to retire, because most of our friends are retired. And they're different ages, but they're retired. So I want to be retired too. But I feel fortunate to be able to continue to work a little bit, and that's a good thing.
That's all for today, Thursday, November 17th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Additional reporting in this episode by Karen Langley. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.